You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
WMGX, John and Gordy in the morning. 92.7 on your FM dial as you drive into work. Don't forget to go to the Civic Media app and text us. Give us a few thoughts that you have during the show. We're open to them.
Sure we are.
Sometimes we run out of conversation and we just have nothing else to say.
Yeah, so we expect you to pick up the slack, dear listener.
Please contribute.
Yeah. It's a cloudy start this morning, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at it out there. Second day of May, clouds kind of hanging in there, and it's fairly cool, mid-40s, about 46 right now. Yeah. And it's going to stay on the cool side.
It is.
For today.
It is.
Should we get right to the weather? Should we jump right into it?
Sure. Why not? Let's get into it.
Do we have the lottery ball machine standing by for this Friday? Let's check out the afternoon high. Here we go. Balls are jumping around there. First ball up the shaft is a 5.
Ooh.
Yeah. 5. Yeah, so you know it's going to be cool. 7.
Wow.
57 for an actual afternoon high.
No, it's got to be warmer than that.
It's cloudy.
Yeah.
And it's going to stay cloudy through the day. And, you know, it's a big weekend around not only Madison, but around the country. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow.
Yeah, everybody's talking about the Kentucky Derby now.
And I think Pam Yonke is going to have some things to say about that, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of Wisconsin in the Kentucky Derby.
We'll be talking to her in about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that big party, there's always a big party over at Scott and Carly's, our friends we have talked to in years.
Yes. But
they never invite us anymore.
No.
After that ugly incident you provoked a couple of years ago.
Well, I got to tell you, I thought it was the most decadent party I've ever been to in my life. And I'm never going back.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, yeah. It was pretty.
You know, I can't even remember what it was, but I thought this was this is not my speed.
Not your jam. Yeah. Well, when the cops showed up and started hauling people away, it's time to call it quits. But and we got a surprise guest is going to join us a little bit later on. You know, we have Rocker every Friday, of course. You know, with the local music scene, Max Inc. Preview. Mm-hmm. But you remember the days back in the late 80s, early 90s?
Pretty popular.
Very popular.
Probably radio announcer in town.
One of the most popular, if not the most popular, Julie Hines.
We're going to lay it on.
Yeah, from Magic 98.
All right.
She's in
town.
I
thought I was pretty popular.
Well, I know you thought I was talking about you, but no. So Julie, we hope she's going to stop by, you know, and join us probably in our 7 o'clock hours.
I hope
that'll be good.
Hope this becomes a trend here on the show.
Yeah. I mean,
we've been talking about it off the air here and trying to invite a lot of the former radio announcer personalities in town and talk to them about the old times.
Yeah.
Things that happened to them while they were in radio in Madison.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked to Sly. He's going to be coming in.
Yes. Yes, we have him lined up, basically. We haven't set a time or anything, but we asked him, and he said, sure.
Ew, and I talked to somebody, actually, last night about Rockin' John, and we're going to get him in here.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, from Wart.
Yes.
And a few other surprises. But Julie Hines will hopefully join us in our 7 o'clock hour.
Right.
So, anyhow.
We can't be limited by the radio dial. You know, I mean, these people have made a big impression in this town, and we want to honor them and talk about their lives. They really contributed a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to get Mark Kane in here from TV years.
TV personalities, too.
You know.
I'd love to get the Karch in here, though.
Karch, where are you, John Karcher?
John Karcher. He is the true television grouch. he was fantastic. When he filled in for Mark
with Beth Zurbuchen. Yeah.
It was
magic. it was TV magic. Yeah.
I don't think Karch ever liked anything they talked about on that show. It was live at 5.
Right? We got to get him in here. Yeah. Let's get to the National Day calendar for today, okay? You good with that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You seem a little verklempt this morning. Is it because you don't have your Samsung watch?
Yeah, I ran out of the house without the watch, and I'm not happy.
That's sad.
Why did you bother taking it off?
Yeah, I thought you wore it all the time.
Oh, it charges. I take it off when I get up in the morning. I put it on the charger. It takes about an hour to recharge. So by the time I'm leaving, I put it on and I'm fine.
Okay. Well, let's see. What it is today on the National Day calendar? What is it or is it not? Is it National School Lunch Hero Day? Is it National Comic Book Day? National Space Day? National Life Insurance Day? Or National Truffle Day? Which one of those days does not belong, John Peterson?
Well, it's not Read a Newspaper Day.
I didn't mention that, so you're...
I'm right.
You're right, but you're wrong. Okay. Sam, you were maybe paying attention. What day do you think it is not?
Well, it's a good thing you said maybe, because I sure wasn't.
Okay. So give yourself a buzzer. Well, it's not...
I was trying to find Kentucky Derby songs.
Okay, well, okay.
What day is it not?
It is not National Comic Book Day. That's actually tomorrow, not today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because...
You're a big comic book fan.
Yeah, there's a big movie coming out, Marvel movie coming out today.
Is there? Really? Mm-hmm. What Marvel movie is that?
Yeah, I just can't remember. I can't remember the name of the damn...
we'll look it up.
It's another compilation. It's a group of superhero villain type people getting together. And
aren't they all?
And
like
they fight
that?
Crime. No, well, it's, you know, it's character based.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Do you have a... You're not looking that up. Okay. Well, anyway, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal, but Comic Book Day. You know, I wasn't listening to what you were saying because I was watching, you know, your calendar.
Yeah.
I was watching you scroll, and you were scrolling so quickly.
Well, that's true.
And then you scrolled beyond the calendar, and you're still reading it somehow.
Yeah. Well, that's to confuse you.
You were throwing me off.
Because I know you've been sneaking configuration here.
I can
here.
See you it, can a see reflection my... in the window. I know exactly what you're looking at.
You're cheating again. Okay. Where were we? It's 13 minutes past the hour. Oh, we're going to go over
you
some
were calling
of the National
me a cheat.
It's National School Lunch Hero Day. We salute all the school lunch ladies and gentlemen. First Friday in May. They do a terrific job of providing school, you know, lunches and nutritional meals.
I don't know what they're like today, but in the old days, they saw me. I guess I looked like I was death warmed over, you know, skinny.
Yeah.
So gaunt.
Nothing's changed, really.
Nothing's really changed. But they saw me, and they always allowed me to come back and get seconds.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we salute all the school lunch hero days, and I'm glad they took a shine to you back in the day.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't really affect you too much, but
No, it didn't.
Do you like the tater tots back then? I mean, that was always the highlight to me.
Yes, I liked them.
Fish sticks. That's National Space Day. Yes, Space Day dedicates the first Friday in May to the extraordinary achievements, benefits, and opportunities in the exploration and use of space, the final frontier. The goal of the observance is to promote math and science and technology and engineering education to young people. The hope is to inspire them to pursue a career in science, especially a career in space-related jobs.
Well, you got to love space, right? Did you watch all the old space shows, kids' shows?
I enjoyed Star Trek, if that's what you mean. I mean, I liked that one. And what? Oh, space...
You know, the cheap ones that were on Saturday morning
cartoons.
For the kids. No. Yeah.
No? What?
No. Like
what are you talking about?
Space Patrol or...
Space Patrol. That was a great one. Was that with the marionettes?
No, that
what was the one
not
with the marionettes.
That was Fireball XL5.
Oh, that was a great show. It was so bad. It was fantastic.
I love those shows.
Yeah.
And there was Supercar before that.
Supercar.
Supercar.
I don't remember them.
Oh.
Okay. It's National Life Insurance Day. Make sure you get your life insurance
Maybe I was on drugs at the time. I don't know.
Perhaps. It's National Truffle Day. You like a truffle once in a while?
Uh-huh.
It's a delicious sweet treat. It says somebody named Petrocelli of Chambéry, France, is believed to be the inventor of the chocolate truffle back in December of 1895, way back when. Mm. Truffles became more prevalent in 1902 after the chocolate shop, the Prestlat chocolate shop, opened in London. Okay, that's enough on truffles.
That's great.
They make all kinds, you know that.
I'm going to change my life now that I know all that about truffles.
Well, let's turn to the history book.
All right.
Open that thing
up. Let's do that. Let's see what's going on.
Producer Sam.
Oh, man. Oh,
oh, there he goes.
Oh.
Somebody get him a lozenge. Very dusty in there.
So dusty.
No.
Man, oh, man.
I don't know what you're coughing up, but it doesn't work.
Sort of rainbow color.
Oh, God. It's disgusting. All right. What's history?
We're going way back on this one. 1611. The King James Bible was published.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It was probably the biggest book ever published in English.
Well, until Trump's Bible came out.
Then, oh, that's right. That was silly of me.
That's
I didn't
done
think about that.
Much better.
Yeah.
Right.
Had extra chapters in it. Devoted just to him.
In fact, they had pictures throughout the entire Bible where he was with Jesus.
He was there, right?
He was there.
He was a disciple.
AI can do many different things now.
Okay. What else in the
today
history?
Today in 1908, Take Me Out to the Ball Game was copyrighted.
Right.
What year?
1908. Oh. The funny part is the people who wrote the song had never been to a baseball game.
What?
Yeah.
So the song is like begging people to take them to a baseball game sometime.
I guess so. They were actually being asked to be taken to a baseball game.
That's amazing.
Okay. All right.
Today in 1935, Boulder Dam, later renamed the Hoover Dam, finally was completed after several years of construction.
It's very cool.
Yeah?
I've been there. It's actually, I know, it's just a dam.
No, it's really,
it's damn
amazing.
Big
Look
dam. It's huge, humongous.
How long does it take you to drive across it?
Oh, I don't. Well, it's not the drive across. It's just,
if you're
walking around it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an awesome sight.
It is,
like a 12th wonder of the world.
The 12th.
Yeah. I think between the 12th and the 8th, I think Trump has added a few.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm just allowing Trump his wonders of the world. Remember, Foxconn was supposed to be the, what is it, the 8th wonder of the world?
That's right.
I can't remember.
Yeah, what happened to that?
What a wonder it's turned out to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And anything else?
Which of these two do you want me to cover? Which is more interesting?
We've got about 30 seconds.
Oh,
so,
great.
You go for
this one was news to me. 1946, the Battle of Alcatraz begins.
The Battle of Alcatraz?
Yeah, there was a few inmates who tried to escape, and they kind of had a standoff with federal officials and prison guards and the Marines. Even they had to call in the Marines, and eventually they were like,
sounds
caught,
like it should
obviously.
Have been a movie, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think it was. It's just
Escape
movies
from
that we haven't seen.
Okay. 19 past the hour. Coming up next, we'll talk to Pam Yankee the farm babe about Kentucky Derby stuff.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Right over old Kentucky, over old Kentucky on the Derby Day, they let him run. They let the big horse run. Mrs. Tweedy saw him on the TV. Send him out to run in the California sun and let him run.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and please explain the song.
This is called Let the Big Horse Run.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow.
Is that Waylon? Or who is that?
This is John Stewart.
Okay. Probably from The Daily Show.
Yeah, that John Stewart.
No, it's a different John Stewart. 23 past the hour, cloudy skies, 46 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 50s today. Time for us to welcome in Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam.
Hello, Phyllis. How are you doing on a Friday?
We're doing
fabulous.
Good.
Yes.
We're happy that it's a Friday, and we're happy that Kentucky Derby is taking place tomorrow. Big day. Yep. Everybody gets together for the Kentucky Derby.
What's the Wisconsin connection to the Kentucky Derby?
Well, there's actually a couple, and what I think is most interesting is that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, so remember that's the organization that is funded by our dairy farm families all across the state. Mm-hmm. They've dedicated some funds to try to catch attention during the Kentucky Derby before and after. So what they did in advance is commission and work with Milner, that's a hat maker. Her name is Christine Moore, and she is the one that partners with the Kentucky Derby to put together all those beautiful hats and bonnets that you see people wearing. Yeah. Because now, honestly, it is about the horses, of course, but it's also turned into a real fashion statement. You know, I think a lot of us remember Aaron Rodgers and all the Packers going down there, and everybody was bedazzled and all dressed up. So it's turned into an interesting mix of the horses and the fashion. So Wisconsin's trying to capitalize on that. They call it the Rhines and Roses collection of hats. And what you'll notice if you jump on wisconsincheese.com and go to the Rhines and Roses collection is every one of the hats features proudly Wisconsin cheese. Now, obviously not real cheese, but boy, I sent you guys pictures. You've really got to look close to realize that it isn't real cheese. And they are just fabulous and brilliant colors. They've got a red, kind of a deep pink, a hot pink, and then a white that is supposed to represent the different phases of the Derby. And all the money that's raised, people can buy these hats, and all the money that's raised is going to be dedicated to nonprofits in Kentucky on behalf of the dairy farmers. But it's just really, really cool. They'll be at the Brown Hotel in downtown Louisville for some of the festivities. They've been greeting people at the airport in Louisville with the Wisconsin cheese cart. And like I said, really trying to draw attention to the culinary element that Wisconsin cheese brings to all the celebrations down all around the Kentucky Derby. And by the way, I hear it's going to rain, so I don't know what those bonnets are going to look like or what those hats are going to look like by the time they get done. But given the price that I saw, they better protect them.
Well, absolutely.
They're pricey hats and bonnets, that's for sure.
And, bourbon is a big deal as well. What do you got for the? You know, you sent a few pictures and a video of a bourbon barrel burning out.
It was kind of cool.
Kentucky is known for bourbon, the Bourbon Trail. A lot of people make that trip down there for that that experience. And what we need to remind people is Wisconsin is now into making bourbon and rye, and there's some right around our area. So, for example, this weekend, J. Henry in Dane is going to be having a derby party featuring their bourbon. That's all kind of with Wisconsin grains, and they have a big derby event inviting all their friends and neighbors to come on out and get dressed up and enjoy and pretend, if you will, that you are on the track as well. And then, of course, Wollersheim and Prairie du Sac, they're into the spirit business as well. And I know that this weekend at their location in Prairie du Sac, they're going to be featuring their spirits in mint juleps. And so, like I said, there is a Wisconsin connection that you can find almost all the way around. The other one that I was going to toss out if we had a couple minutes is what happens after the race. And I'm not talking about, getting home after the bourbon or, salvaging the hat. What happens with these horses after they've run? When I was in Kentucky on my vacation, I found a place called old friends. And it literally is kind of a retirement home for some of these racing thoroughbreds. While I was there, I saw Big Brown. Big Brown was a horse that won the Kentucky Derby not too many years ago. Well, maybe now it was many years ago, but he was funded by a bunch of UPS drivers that decided to get in. The oldest living Kentucky Derby winner, Silver Charm, also still alive in his 30s at Old Friends. So, like I said, just some for people to know all the different stories, backstories. It's not just about the track and what's happening with the race, but there's so many other stories that are going to be going on for the 151st Running of the Roses coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, big times there tomorrow. Talking with Pam Yonke here from Midwest Farm Report. Just a minute or so left here, Pam. We want to mention that, and we'll have more on this in future reports, but May is beef month in Wisconsin, right?
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that a boy. And it makes sense when you're going to start grilling, as some of us have already. On Monday, we're going to talk a little bit about what the Wisconsin Beef Council is doing to amplify the message of beef in Wisconsin. And, in fact, I'll give you a hint. Okay. If you're going to be fueling up your vehicle this weekend, you might see one of those early messages. I'll leave it at that, and we can continue the conversation on Monday. All right.
All right. Okay. Definitely do
when
that.
When you're fueling up. Okay. I think I may have an idea with that.
You mean that's the ads that you see at the pump?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see some of those gas pumps. around Wisconsin.
Yeah. You know, one thing that occurred to me about the bourbon thing is that these barrels are being used for aging maple syrup, all different kinds of products.
It's wild. Yeah.
So there's quite an afterlife for bourbon barrels.
Pam Yonke, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Talk to you next week. It's Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report, which is coming up next. Everything about food and farm right around the corner. Idiocracy is also coming up.
It is coming up.
In our next hour, we hope to talk to Julie Hines from Magic 98, and Rocker is here with the Max Inc. preview. Stay with us. Hold it, the big horse run.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, it's hard listening to a lot of this stuff, and of course, I pick through and take the best of the best and the worst.
Yes.
And it's the stuff.
Present it to
us. It's the rejects that I wish in some way I could bring that to you as well. But I guess we'll just have to settle for what we get here on Idiocracy.
We just need to hold everybody's hand through these troubling times.
That's pretty much
it. We'll all make it through together. It is 6:36. It's cloudy, 46 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 50s today. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends, a new sponsor, John, Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in... You were there the other day, right?
I was there. I got fitted for a hearing aid.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty cool thing now. A lot of people are wearing earwear to listen to their music, their podcasts, and now you get a chance to do it by wearing a hearing aid for those who are a little bit older or have some hearing difficulty.
Right.
So, I mean, it is really cool. And what these things can do now, these hearing aids, the capability is just fantastic. Miniaturized, everything is in there now, Bluetooth, the whole thing, and it can adjust with AI for your environment.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go there as well because I've had some hearing problems at times. And Madison Hearing Aid Center, they provide fast and flexible appointments. You got in there right away, practically, right?
Yeah.
They're family-owned, community-focused. They've been around for 67 years. It's been in the family. Individualized care, not one size fits all. Insurance accepted, no hassles. They emphasize convenience over complexity, and they help people and change their lives. So you've had the hearing aids now for, less than a week,
right? About 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Yep.
getting used to them?
I am. Yeah. I'm going to get a haircut, and it'll make it a little easier to put them in. I'm trying to go around the hair, you know.
Well, that's not their problem. You got to do that on your own. They don't provide haircuts.
I know.
At the Madison, you know,
maybe they should. Hey, there's something.
Could do it. Take care of your issues. Just go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You'll find out a lot more information. Mm-hmm. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road, Suite 100 in Madison.
Yeah, it's right on the corner. It's a big building. It looks like an old bank, but it's a huge building, and they've just moved in there. So it looks fantastic. Great place to go, and no pressure, no hype. They tell you like it is, and I just, I learned so much from just going in, and they test your hearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
They take you right through the process. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay, let's get into Idiocracy.
All right, let's get into Idiocracy. We have a cut we're going to start off here. Yeah. It is the Trump 100-day summation by John Stewart, I believe.
Okay.
So if we can, let's listen to cut 274. Is that on my outline?
I'm just, oh, here we go again. I'm just, what is it with you and the numbers lately?
I'm just wondering really if 274 in, is right there on the outline. It's right there. It's right it? There.
It is. I see it.
All right. Let's go. We are all set to go. I mean, look, we had trouble yesterday. It was my fault.
Okay. You're owning up to it.
I could not read the numbers.
Really?
I don't know what was wrong. Maybe.
Maybe you need to get your eyes checked.
You need
too.
Hearing aids. You gotta get your glasses.
Well, I've been getting reminders from my optician to get examined again. But anyway, let's check this out.
Even areas that Trump promised slam dunk progress have abjectly failed.
I will settle the war in Ukraine.
I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
I will get it settled before I even become president. If I win, when I'm president-elect, and what I'll do is I'll speak to one, I'll speak to the other.
Why are you giving away the secret plan? That's the kind of top-secret classified strategy you only divulge on Signal group chats. I'll talk to one, I'll talk to the other. But clearly, wait. 24 hours has passed, and no end. So what happened?
President Trump now claiming he was exaggerating with his campaign promises to end the war in Ukraine on day one.
The president said, obviously people know that when I said that, it was said in jest.
What?
I'm a little shocked Trump couldn't get it done, given his Solomon-like peace plan.
Putin would maintain control of the territory he's taken since invading more than 3 years ago.
Crimea will stay with Russia.
The president said today the U.S. will make no security guarantees to Ukraine.
Russia, who invaded a sovereign nation, gets everything that they wanted. And in return, Ukraine gets to give it to them.
Here's the kicker. After saying to Russia, well, what if we divide it where you get everything? Putin just kept f-ing bombing. And Trump is now reduced from the world's greatest negotiator to, come on.
President Trump called on Russia to stop missile strikes on Ukraine and made a rare personal rebuke of Putin, saying, Vladimir, stop.
It's in all caps, Flabby. The commander-in-chief of the world's most powerful army, with the nuclear briefcase on one side, the direct red phone to Moscow on the other, decided the best way to demonstrate the seriousness in which he took this heinous bombing was to open off-brand Twitter and all caps, stop. concern face, bicep, party hat, eggplant, skull, skull. And you'd be surprised to know that stop didn't work. But maybe it's not fair to judge Trump's negotiating skills based on the Ukraine war. He didn't start that war. We all know Ukraine did by wearing that province. You knew what you were doing, Ukraine!
Beautiful stuff. And we have another segment, maybe today, maybe next week. But while we're still in last month, I believe that's from last month, cue up 249 if you can. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. The whole point of a town hall is usually, you know, have a back and forth.
Yeah, a
right?
little give
with,
and take.
With your constituents, right? Well, Marjorie doesn't believe in that. She redefined it recently, and her willing cultists had no objections whatsoever. So let's listen to the... Of course, you know, the State of the Union is the time that she feels like she needs to disrupt the president.
Right.
But no one can disrupt her at these minor little town halls that she has. Let's listen to this.
Well, welcome, everyone. Thank you to our great police officers. This is a town hall. This is not a political rally. This is not a protest. If you stand up and want to protest.
Yes.
If you want to shout and chant. We will have you removed just like that man was thrown out. We will not tolerate it. This is, let me tell you, this is funded. The Democrats have been rioting. They are the party of violence.
We are.
They are the party.
What?
Go.
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 Go. If you want to sit and listen, you're welcome to listen. Everyone across the aisle. Democrats, independents, Republicans. This is a good place. You have a lot to learn.
That's right.
Mm,
so listen.
Starting out with a lecture.
you're going to a town hall to, you know, just exchange ideas. But right. in hers, you have to sit there and just listen.
Just keep washing that brain.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. My God. What's wrong with these people? They're horrible. Didn't Trump the other day say, I run the country and the world?
Yes. That was a direct quote. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll have to try and get
scary.
the king of the world.
That
man.
Got some attention. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we're trying to make the country better. You know, that's whole point here, you know. And Trump has a budget draft that ends the program Narcan. Can you believe this?
What?
Yes. For addict users, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the opioid overdose reversal medication, Narcan, saves hundreds of thousands of lives a year and is praised by health experts for the drop in opioid-related deaths.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump plans to terminate a $56 million annual grant program that distributes doses and trains emergency responders in communities because that will make America great.
What is he thinking?
I don't know. You know, this is dangerous stuff. But if you thought that was dangerous, well, how about this? Trump plans to cut Meals on Wheels. All right. So service for people with disabilities and older Americans, it's being dismantled. Trump's quest to end what he termed illegal and immoral discrimination programs. Cracking down on federal efforts to improve accessibility and representation for those with disabilities. He has never been a fan of people with disabilities.
This is unbelievable. You know, for a while, I worked for ADRC.
Yes.
Aging Disability Resource Center. And we were a part of, or we helped out with Meals on Wheels from time to time. It's an amazingly great program. And it helps out people who really need the help.
Yes.
You know, disability patients, as you mentioned, and also elderly folks. And they depend on that.
Yeah.
On those Meals on Wheels. I can't believe they're going to cut that.
Well, you know, there's a reason for it, because they put in keywords in AI, and it comes up with all these programs that have these keywords. And when that happens, well, then you have to ban that program. Like I said, the agency flagged the words accessible and disability.
Yeah, there you go.
Why they would put the word disability in, I don't know. Of course, he never liked them. Remember the reporter?
Yeah, he was mocking the reporter in one of his speeches. Yes.
Maybe their grand plan is to resurrect Schwann's. Bring back Schwann's so people can get their food delivered to them frozen in a big truck.
Yeah. Hey, well, actually, they're still out there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
They went out of business.
No, they have a distribution center
up in Sauk City.
Oh, actually. Yeah.
No
kidding. Prey de Sac, yeah.
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 But people with disabilities or have accessibility problems,
yes,
they're a problem. Certain research studies are no longer being funded, and many government health employees specializing in disability issues have been fired. So we don't need them anymore. America's already great, you know. It started off, 2016, 2017, and we're still trying to make it better, I guess. I came across this post just a few moments ago.
Yeah.
It It has a little graphic that says, last weekend, the National Cancer Institute had 28 scientific advisors. And it has a picture of all of them.
Yeah.
And at the bottom, it says, today, it has zero.
You're kidding.
No. And, of course, they wrote here, they said, how is this making America great?
Unbelievable.
That's a damn good question, isn't it?
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. We're also taking your texts. We're getting a number of them in. Doug texted in a while ago. You know, we're talking about, we're going to have some local celebrities join us from time to time. In fact, we have Julie Hines from Magic 98. We hope to be talking to her in our next hour here.
Yeah.
But Doug says, being celebrities, when you guys attend public events, are guests advised to not make eye contact with you? I don't think that's part of the rules.
No, that's not it.
Pretty sure that's not it. And he also, he's got another one there about tariffs. We'll get to those in a moment.
We'll get that.
Got a lot more coming up. Also, Rocker in our next hour with a Max Inc. preview. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
More Idiocracy coming up.
Yep.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WM 92.7.
652.
That's John Lennon doing that.
Yes, it is. And the rest of the Beatles in there as well.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know all.
Yeah. Okay. It's cloudy, 46 degrees. Highs around 57 for today. This portion of the show being brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing, John, remains constant since they opened their doors back in 1958. You know what that is?
The versatile bed frame?
Well, yes. That's true. I don't know if they had those back in 1958, but they did have bed frames.
They did. They at least had that, I know.
Verlo is still direct to consumer. That's what's been happening since 1958, and they provide superior products at unbeatable prices. You can check them out right here in Madison on the east side or the west side, or go to verlo.com for more information.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, everybody's talking about this. It really hit the fan.
What?
You know, and one of these days we'll be able to say the S word on the air. Until then, we'll just get by.
Okay.
All right. It's Donnie Two Dolls.
Oh, boy.
That's what they're calling him now.
This is oddly, really taking off.
Oddly, Trump went after girls' toys. Why didn't he go after boys' toys?
Kind
of interesting. Maybe they're after girls and women as well. Well, anyway, it's basically Trump's war on Christmas, because this is going to affect the toy prices at Christmas.
That's
and
right.
I've always said, and I this is true, freedom, as defined by the megas,
yes,
means the freedom to buy things. That it, really, freedom doesn't mean anything else to these people at all. It is the freedom to buy things. If you remember the pigtail lights, right? The fluorescent light bulbs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They wanted to keep buying those, even though they cost a lot of money and they burned out right away, and you couldn't break them because it released dangerous gas into the atmosphere.
But they liked them.
But they liked big gulps. They liked gas stoves, which they said was banned, but weren't really. They were just, you know, prevented from seeping a lot of gas into your apartment or home.
Yeah. And they wanted better shower heads, too.
Yeah, they wanted better shower heads.
Go back to the old.
Less efficient dishwashers. and they, by the way, they wanted diapers that they could wear on the outside of their clothing to send a little tribute to Trump and his diaper problem. So anyway, the New York Post headline really hit the fan, and that was Trump is serving up skimp on the Barbies.
What?
Skimp on the Barbies.
What is that?
We're talking about the dolls, right?
Oh, yeah. You made that comment about...
Yeah, let's listen to the comment. We have it right here. Let's listen to a classic Trump line now.
All right.
You know, somebody said, oh, the shelves are going to be open. Well, maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know? And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally. But we're not talking about something that we have to go out of our way.
Yeah, you don't have to go out of your way of trying to make prices lower for kids at Christmas.
So this Donnie Two Dolls thing is taken off now.
It is. That is his new nickname, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
Donnie Two Dolls.
Yeah.
And
we're already
the way,
seeing those at protests now. All the signs are already coming out.
That's right. And the name is kind of a reference to like a Don, Mafia Don.
Yeah.
So it's Donnie Two Dolls.
Yeah.
Pretty mean.
Very Sopranos like.
Here's a comment. You'll have less and it will cost more. Is the new pitch.
I wonder if this applies to voodoo dolls, too, if this is an attempt to crack down on the folks who have voodoo dolls.
Well, that's
Donald
what
Trump.
I have next here, because it says, because dolls are all we get from China, and so they're trying to come up with new voodoo dolls with all these pins, and I thought they were pin cushions. My wife showed me the darn dolls. You know,
yeah.
I said, oh, well, these are Trump pin cushions, right? Oh, no, they're dolls. They're voodoo dolls. and then I was scrolling a little bit on that story about the voodoo dolls, and at the one person offered up a Cheeto with pins in it.
Really?
Well, that worked for me. Yeah, that's where I ended that thing. Anyway, I just bought a whole bag of Cheetos. Two bags. You know, they have these gigantic bags. Every once in a while, they get these gigantic bags of Cheetos in at my favorite home, my second home, Costco.
Yeah. Right.
And they finally had them again, and I'm buying them up.
Mm-hmm.
My kids love the treat of Cheetos every once in a while, but now with pins in it, I wouldn't advise eating
it's
them.
It's becoming a thing. You know, this Donnie Two Dolls thing, though, it's really taking off. I saw Lawrence O'Donnell last night talking about it, and he had it the night before, and he mentioned that phrase.
And then the next day,
it was on the... you know, on the headlines of the newspaper, the New York Post, which is
skimp on the Barbies.
Yes, exactly. Just like you were talking about. But it's really taking off now.
It really is.
This one's going to stick, the Donnie Two Dolls.
But, you know, other people
instead
are saying...
Instead of getting 30 dolls for Christmas, two dolls for Christmas.
You know, they're turning it around on them, saying that now this is Trump's war on Christmas.
Right.
What were you going to say, Sam?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, who gets $30 for Christmas anyway?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I don't know.
Because
he's so out of touch.
He doesn't know how to give gifts to people. That's why. $30. Why would he even say that? It doesn't make any sense. But that's why everybody's taking off on this. Now, let's go. Doug in St. Francis texted us here.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an interesting observation.
There we go.
That is?
Roll back down.
Wow.
There you go.
Here it is.
There it is. Yeah.
I know people are concerned about the effects of tariffs, but relax. Your favorite toy, the Slinky, is manufactured in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. Iconic toy has been made there since the mid-60s. Let's hear
what that
sounds like back in the 60s.
I love the Slinky. There. It's still around. Yeah.
There's lots of fun for everyone, a caterpillar that's who. You run and play and wiggle all day, a caterpillar is for you. A slinky train will entertain the bravest engineer. Goes up and down and all around, follows you everywhere.
We've got more coming up. We've got the big story coming up next hour.
Mm-hmm. Also, Julie Hines from Magic 98 is going to stop by. And Rocker with a Max Inc. preview. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy.
A slinky toy, a slinky toy. We'll ride and play all day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.